Okay, so we're going to do the breathing now. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So you're going to do this on your own pretty much now. So you're going to take the light. So you're going to see air as light, not just chi and prana, but you're going to see it as light that you're breathing in. Okay, you're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And you want to get the feeling like you're bringing the light from deep in your belly all the way up through your lungs and then up into your brain through the pineal gland. And that both hemispheres of your brain are now receiving this nourishment. It's food for your brain. And then when you exhale, you're going to feel as if you are releasing the energy down your spine, all the way down your spine, down through your legs, through the soles of the feet, into the earth. Okay, your palms are going to be facing upwards to receive the magnetics into the palms of the hands. Okay, we're going to call forth the Council of 14 and the Pillars of Light. So feel the presence of at least four pillars of light in your physical room, or at least in your energy field. Okay, we're going to call forth your council, your guardian angels. We're going to ask your inner child to receive. You're going to call forth support of your soul group. And we're going to call forth your ancestors for loving support, and also we're going to ask them if they would be willing to receive this activation. We're going to call forth your pets, the Pearl Zone and the Isis Zone and the Horsey Zone and the Bird Zone. And all the rest of the zones for your various pets. And they could also be past those that have departed as well. And again, we're going to call forth your family members to receive, those that are willing to receive, energetically, telepathically. So as you keep breathing, allow your whole face to relax, your forehead, your jaw, your tongue, your eyelids, allowing your shoulders to feel like they're sinking into the floor. And your body becoming very heavy and light at the same time, as if your spine was merging into the floor, which is merging into the earth. Relaxing all your fingers, your toes. Now, as you do this, you'll begin to notice a stillness and a calmness around you, and you can hear it through your ears, this vibration of more peace and calm and tranquility and stillness. In the stillness is your power. In the nothingness is your power. In the quietude of the soul is the power. So we're going to do and going to move into enchanted neutrality by disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, the chaos of your family, your friends, the workplace, etc. Take a deep breath and just let all of them go for a moment. And you're going to begin to now refocus in the back of the heart, at your still point. going to collect yourself now. Just let go of your to-do list. Let go of everything that you've got to do tonight, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year. You're going to let go of everybody that you know and everybody that you have to deal with. Let go of your friends, your coworkers, your boss. Let go of your business team. Just let go of everybody for the moment. You are releasing them so they can be free. And you are releasing them so that you could be freer. You're going to breathe into the solar plexus area and let go of everybody else's energy that might be stuck there or residing there. And you're going to clear all cords to the solar plexus and actually to any other part of the body. You just imagine and feel that you're letting it go. You're not going to feed it anymore. So you do all of this with loving kindness and compassion, continuing to breathe very slow and deeply into the brain. Now you're going to feel ripples of light and sound moving through your body and your energy field. Okay, now make your connection with your grounding with Earth Mother. Mother Earth, Gaia, nature. And imagine that the earth, through the soles of your feet, through your magnetic field, is bringing forth a soothing vibration for your emotional body and for your magnetic field. Well, it comes in the form of sound waves or sound impulses. You can imagine what they feel like. They're impulses. They're vibrational impulses. They carry a tone and a sound. Music, if you will, on the higher levels. So imagine and feel that there is that source through the earth is bringing for you the sound of music that is not of this earth. And it's being calibrated to the best possible hertz frequency or electromagnetic frequency for your optimal health and well-being, balance and harmony. Now give yourself permission to open up your inner hearing and your telepathic ability that is triggered in your throat's chakra. And for some of you at the base of the skull. Now allow your awareness to move through this arc of light into the timelessness. Take another slow, deep breath. Going to call in the masters and the angels, your soul group again, for loving support. Okay, now, I want you to imagine that your body, if it's not laying horizontally on the floor or your bed or your couch, that it is doing that. So if you're sitting in a chair, just imagine and visualize that your body is laying on the floor somewhere, covered in a nice little blanket, head on a nice, small, soft little pillow, and your palms are facing upwards, and your feet are tucked in under the blanket and grounded with the earth. Now let's take a deep breath into the base of the skull and relax that part of your neck just a little bit more. And again, when you exhale, drop the shoulders into the floor. Allow your body to become even lighter and heavier at the same time. And actually not even feeling boundaries between your skin and the air around your body. Make sure your hands and fingers are relaxed, that your feet and your toes and your ankles are relaxed, your forehead's relaxed, your tongue, your jaw, your eyelid muscles. And now we're going to focus on belly breathing. Very gentle, very slow. In and out through the nose, if you will, now. Into the belly. Now we're going to ask certain archangels to begin to initiate the kinetics process. So you'll begin to feel, first of all, a figure eight flow inside and around your body. It is going the length of your body, and it crosses over basically at your solar plexus area thereabouts. And the energy now is going to begin to go deeper in layers. And it's going to go and affect deep within your pain body, your emotional body, and your mental body, and as well as your etheric body. With the idea and the intent that it's going to begin to move all very unconscious, very deep and hidden energetic, emotional blockages from past life experiences, or from earlier life, this lifetime experiences, or even in utero and birthing experiences. Those hidden, frozen parts of your unconscious that are ready for self-healing and for recognition and acceptance by you. By you, the conscious being, and 100% acceptance by your soul of these memories, if you will. So there's nothing to do. Just keep slowly breathing and allow and receive. You may feel pressure in your brain, pain coming up in your body. You may feel very anxious. Your body may go through temperature changes. You might start sweating. You might feel dizzy and nauseous, like you're going to throw up. Okay, it's all good. You just stay where you are physically and allow the energies to work. This is going to affect your chakra system indirectly. It will directly affect your magnetic field. Your magnetic field being connected to your emotional body. Also, if you had injuries or any kind of physical trauma, if there's still some levels there that need auto correction, if you will, simply allow. You may notice judgments coming up. It's all normal. You may start to breathe very heavy, like you're having a convulsion or a seizure or something like that. Okay, these are just symptomatic now, these things coming forward. You are surrounded by the light. So you're going to invite your inner child to deeply feel these experiences. Your inner child is completely protected and safe. You may spend the next 15 minutes sobbing. That's all normal. So whatever is occurring, you simply allow it in your own space. Resist nothing. Don't hold anything down. Let everything come forward into the light. You may feel periods of tightness in your solar plexus. You may feel areas of muscular rigidity, spasms. Okay, it's all good. Twitching, rapid eye movement. It's all good. I'm gonna keep breathing. So there's going to be a volcano effect coming out of your solar plexus. So you just allow that. It is as if a big volcano is beginning to erupt within you, symbolically, energetically, vibrationally. This is the release part. This is the purging part. Don't worry. This energy gets recycled into other dimensions automatically. You may feel like you're choking to death or dying. This is all normal. You are the quantum observer, enchanted neutrality. So you may want to detach a bit more from your physical body in the earth plane and move up to at least the fifth level here of perspective. So seeing this from where beings of light hang out, minimal level, fifth dimension. Your nervous system is being recalibrated and reset during this process, as well as your other systems, your endocrine system, your immune system, your lymphatics, all of it. So as you allow the kinetics to begin to purge, it's going to affect your brain and its function. Again, the brain is resetting itself, updating itself. Just breathe and allow. You may have a bit of a life review in this process. That's also normal. If you feel stuck anywhere, just take a slow, deep breath. Relax and release and allow. You may begin to feel this emptiness inside your body. Give yourself permission to allow what you have not permitted to come forth, to come forth. Remember, you are the voyager. It is as if watching a movie of your life. And knowing the emotional content of all of that which is coming forward. There's no need to process these experiences. There's no need to relive these experiences. You are gaining the wisdom from all of these memories. And as you do so, you become more into present time, in the present moment. Now, I'm going to ask you to check in with your inner child. This is a bit like psychic surgery in the sense of you may actually feel like you are being surgically worked on, if you will. You can look at it this way, from the quantum perspective, that your body is being placed in this big chamber that is reminiscent of like an MRI machine, but much more than just that. But what it's doing is it is recalibrating your nervous system, your emotional body, your magnetic field, your brain, your solar plexus. Thereby, it's affecting all of your organs. in the cells of your body, and it's also affecting all of your subtle energy bodies as well. So it has this rippling effect throughout all layers of your consciousness and different energy bodies that are part of your makeup on a grand scale. So what you are receiving and doing here is affecting your soul group vibration. It's affecting your ancestors. It's affecting all members of your family here and those that have departed. Speaking basically of your biological family. But it's also affecting your spiritual lineage as well. Now, at some point, you will feel a kind of cooling off period or a leveling off of this volcanic eruption kind of vibration. And so the volcano effect will gradually decease until it becomes no more. And your body begins to settle down, to settle into the changes. So now comes the tune-up aspect for your body, for your mind-body connection. So it's as if taking all parts of your car, which is like your body, and tuning everything up. Putting in new wires where there needs to be new wires, replacing certain parts that have worn out, cleaning off the battery terminals. And checking everything under your car, transmission, front and rear end. Your axles, your wheels, everything. So this tune-up is geared towards a tune-up for Earth, for the new Earth, for eventually the new Earth. So it's calibrating to the next vibration from where you were at, say, 2 hours ago. So it's taking you, your body, to the next level. Keep breathing slowly. Receive, allow, nothing to do. Now, those of you that have major surgeries and major physical trauma, the energies will stay there a bit longer for the self-healing part of that. So also what will come forward in your awareness are your beliefs, your thoughts regarding these events and experiences, people, places, and things. The judgments, the projections, all of that. Nothing you need to do but embrace, forgive, allow, bless it. And know that you are not these experiences and these memories. That is not you. That's something that the body is experiencing. It's something that the ego personality is experiencing for its own learning and growth. But it is not you. What's going to be released is also all the energy that you have taken on from humanity and from your family unit that you made your own unknowingly. Or those from your clients, those from your students. We're going to ask your pets to release all human energy that they have taken on. And all that shall be replaced with their own, with the energy essence from their kingdom, from their particular soul group kingdom. Okay, take a slow, deep breath now through the body. Okay, now there's going to be a soothing kind of an energy coming over your body. It's like they're adding the finishing touches to the surgery, if you will. Making sure everything is in the right place. So we want you to breathe in now the color forest green. Breathe in the green of the forest, of the earth. This is very healing, especially the greens from pine trees. And breathing in actually the energy from the spikenard bush or grass. It's actually kind of a grass that grows high up in the Himalayas. That's very emotionally, very comforting and soothing and emotionally healing. Spikenard. Breathe in the essence of spikenard as well as the pine trees to where you can actually begin to smell it with your physical nose. What is the smell of spikenard? If I was to smell the essential oil of spikenard, and it's kind of a greenish color. And what would be the smell of pine trees? And now you're going to breathe in and receive the essence of the kelps and the seaweeds of the oceans and the blue-green algae from the pristine lakes of the earth. This is also very healing on a cellular level for your body. So we just call it the algae of the earth, of the waters. And now the Earth Mother, through her elemental kingdom, are going to place various stones around your body. These are stones that help with grounding and balance and harmony and healing and stability and strength. Sacred stones of the Earth. And Mother Mary is going to come and to cloak you, each one of you, in your own unique way. She's going to cloak you with a cloak of energy over your body. And this cloak is something that you can wear all the time. It's a cloak of light. You may hear this fluctuating tone in your inner ears. Can you slowly take a deep breath? They are finishing up now, although this will be ongoing until complete on other levels of your awareness. So we're going to cap the energy now so that it now can work deep inside you until complete. Going to feel a cocoon of light around you as your safety zone. Now, as you drink water tonight and every night until the next class, remember to bless your water before you sip it. And hold the intention that your body, the cells of your body, are integrating the quantum experiences from this online series. Okay, take a slow deep breath. Now, it's going to be rather difficult to get up at some point tonight or this morning, depending upon what country you're in. So do not get up until the body is ready to get up, and make sure that you're fully grounded and here before you drive your automobile today. Typing on your computer may be a bit of a challenge today. So coming back slowly, coming back to your physical body here, holding the realm of oneness in your consciousness. You may be very hungry in an hour or so. Food will taste absolutely delicious. Take another slow deep breath. We want to thank the angels for their loving support, and the masters as well. The Earth, the Great Central Sun, Council of 14, Pillars of Light. Okay, we want you to check in with your inner child. So ask your inner child to take a very slow deep breath three times and really come into the present moment on a third breath. Feeling the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, feeling the base of your spine, the base of your skull, feeling middle of your forehead, middle of your chest, your belly button, feeling your kneecaps, feeling your shoulder joints. Now just take a deep breath and let out a verbal sigh. And you can do that two more times. Coming into the now moment, more present, awake, alert, more focused. Now give yourself permission again to allow all circumstances, experiences, memories, beliefs, that have been blocking your ability to integrate spirituality into your daily practical life to come forth naturally with ease and grace and joy. And until next time, we send our blessings. Know that you are loved and supported by many, many beings of great light, and by the angel kingdom, and by the earth and nature, by our sun, and by all those teachers that have gone before us, that have come before us to show us the way. And remember to express gratitude and appreciation the next 7 days. Until next time, namaste.